Tammy Duckworth attacks Trump over dubious Russia bounty claims. By Joel B. Polak on July 7, 2020. Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, attacked President Donald Trump Tuesday, saying he was not fit to be commander-in-chief because he allegedly overlooked intelligence reports of Russia paying bounties to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. In an op-ed published in USA Today, titled Duckworth on Russia Bounties, How Dare Trump Still Call Himself Our Commander-in-Chief? The combat veteran gave credence to the New York Times bounty story, though it is disputed. Administration officials have denied the story, saying that the president had never been briefed about the allegations of Russian bounties because they were disputed among lower-level intelligence officials and had never been verified. In addition, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, had been informed about the allegations in February but took no action. Duckworth claimed the story had been confirmed by other major news organizations. She went on to claim that Trump poses a grave threat to national security and that he has shown subservience to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The op-ed was published at 7 a.m. ET. A few hours later, President Trump tweeted a video clip of Tucker Carlson's show from the night before, in which he criticized several Democrats, including Senator Duckworth. Carlson played a clip of Duckworth saying that she was open to a national dialogue about removing monuments of George Washington, then added, "These people actually hate America." Duckworth attacked Carlson, and former Vice President Joe Biden attacked Trump on Tuesday evening for retweeting the clip, claiming that the president had questioned her patriotism. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.